In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Americans have traditionally welcomed immigrants from all over the world, but we do expect immigrants to become Americans and assimilate into our unique American culture. Unfortunately, in the last couple of decades, there appear to be powerful forces working against assimilation of newcomers. Learning English is an essential component of assimilation. The federal government actually opposes language assimilation by funding bilingual education in the public schools. This does not teach children 2 languages. It keeps immigrant children speaking their native language for years instead of learning English rapidly as our forefathers did when they arrived in the United States. Bilingual education was rejected on referendum in 3 states, but the federal government continues to impose it on the schools. Bilingual education is a government-funded project that discourages assimilation. Another government interference with assimilation is the foreign language sections of the Voting Rights Act. Since immigrants have to speak English to be naturalized and only citizens are eligible to vote, we don't need foreign language ballots. However, some congressmen claim we have so many native-born Americans who can't speak English. This means that millions of today's immigrants are allowing their children to grow up never learning English. They live in neighborhoods where only Spanish is spoken, and that is not assimilation. Unfortunately, there are other forces in our country that do not favor assimilation. In addition to the above examples, there are pressure groups that favor dual citizenship, allowing people to vote in both the U.S. and Mexico, demonstrations waving the Mexican flag, and radical groups that teach that the U.S. stole the Southwest from Mexico and that it really belongs to Mexico. Our policy should be to use every inducement to get immigrants to learn English and not accommodate them in a foreign language.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. If you also believe immigrants to the U.S. should come here legally, be free from disease, learn English, obey our laws, and respect their visas, then write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. For more about immigration, that's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. and make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, a funny man who has a funny farm, Derry Brownfield.
Hey, hello there. Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. Today, let's see, what is today? Today is Wednesday. See, I have to look at the calendar. I can't tell. I tell you, it was a week ago Monday that we picked up GB at the airport, and I got him back yesterday. And I haven't had on, I haven't heard a news story except for what we did. We've driven hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of miles, a good bit of it through a snowstorm at 35 miles an hour. And last night, I went to bed at 6, got up this morning at 7 something, so I slept almost 14 hours. First, GB's a terrible person to travel with. He entertains you too much, and then, you know. But anyway, while I was gone, believe it or not, Jeff found my Ron Paul dollar.
You're welcome.
Do you have anything to say for yourself, Jeff?
I just said it. You're welcome.
I'm not sure you found it. I think your conscience got to bothering you, and you returned it.
You got me all wrong.
Well, I hope so. Anyway, I have it here, and I can describe it a little bit in case you don't have one. The head side, of course, is a picture of Ron Paul. And it says, gold standard in leadership. And then under the head, under the face, it says, Ron Paul for president, 2008. And then you turn it over and get the tail side of this thing, and it says, vote for truth. Then there's the flaming torch. Off to the side of that is a 20 with a dollar sign in front of it, and they're libertydollar.org. On the left of that is Liberty Dollar, and I never quite understood what that was. Do you know, Jeff, it's .888.lib.dollar.
It's a Liberty dollar, but I don't know what the other numbers were. What were the numbers?
.888.lib.dollar.
I don't measure silver, but it sounds like a measurement.
Well, it could be, but then on down here it says 1 ounce of .999 fine silver.
No, I don't know what
so
that is.
So I don't know what that is, USA, and it says 20, spelled out $20 on there. But anyway. But
that is one of the confiscated, yours was not confiscated, but the others, like it, were confiscated. So
right.
What was lost is now found, and the price has come down on the demand on those. You know, a lot of people were selling them immediately on eBay for
right.
Several hundred dollars. You can get one for under $100 now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm sure people had thousands of them. I mean, they're 999 silver. So silver's worth, and I haven't gotten a silver report for a while, but it's up around $14-$15 an ounce. So this thing, just the silver content in this, is worth $15 just for the silver in it. So people bought them I'm sure, in huge amounts. So there's folks out there that's probably got, you know, 50, 100, or maybe even 1,000. I don't know. And it would be a pretty good profit to sell them on eBay at $100 a piece. But anyway, so much for Ron Paul's dollar. Now let's talk about Ron Paul just a little bit, very, very quickly here. He raised $6 million in one day just last week, apparently. He is now up to $18.2 million. There's been over 120,000 people donated, and that didn't sound like many people to me for $18.2 million. But I don't. Oh, but that was just in one quarter. That was just in this last quarter. Anyhow, for whatever it's worth, Mike Huckabee, in the same length of time, has raised $1.2 million, for whatever that's worth. I have a couple of guests in here with me today. Monday, see, I almost said Friday. I'm so confused on the days. Monday, we had our meeting at California, Missouri. Had a wonderful crowd, and I've had time to talk to Beth about it. But do you know how many people actually was there, Jeff?
Somewhere in the 120 range.
120 people were there. And they came from, as I mentioned once before, from County, Hamlet, City, and Town. And we have a couple here that came all the way from Rockford, Illinois. Dale and Eileen Kelsey. Dale, how far did you drive?
It's almost 500 miles.
Okay, you listen to us on WLUV in Rockford.
Yes, we do.
Okay. You mentioned while we're talking about Ron Paul that you watched Ron Paul on what show?
CNN.
CNN. Give us just a little quick rundown of what how they treated him.
I think that was MSNBC, though. But they kind of staged him and they just kind of beat him up as far as they didn't let him. They put questions to him that were hard to answer or kind of misleading, and they just kind of beat him up.
Yeah, they won't let him talk. I had him on the air here one day, and he would just give us 30 minutes. We could have given him easily the full hour. But, of course, we're not MSNBC, so he didn't give us much time. But, yeah, they always ask questions that are, to me, they're stupid questions, the way they ask them, you know. But and they never ask a question that you can answer in a short length of time because you have to recalibrate their question before you can start answering it because they ask such misleading kind of questions. Well, anyway, so much for Ron Paul. Let's get to the superhighways. And this is interesting. I get a kick out of it. You know, Newsweek came out and said NAFTA Superhighway is a conspiracy. Nothing to it. Just a bunch of baloney that some of these people that ride around and look for black helicopters came up with. Now, again, Jerome Carsey, and this guy has, I mean, he's put a lot of miles on this old horse. But he comes again. And he knows more about, I guess, the North American NAFTA Superhighway than any individual that's not involved personally in it. And I hear music. So when we come back, we're going into this thing. But Canada has it all. They've got it all laid out. And you can get on their website and see exactly what they're talking about. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. Now, back to the superhighway. Hey, we can get from Mexico all the way through Mexico, through the United States, through Canada, and do it on the superstructure that does not exist but is being built, okay? Canada has now announced a plan to extend the NAFTA superhighway network north in a way that would finish a continental grid. See, they come up with all of these words that we're not accustomed to. A continental grid designed to accommodate an anticipated tsunami of containers from China and the Far East. Now, I know what a tsunami is. We watched that on television here a year or two ago. That is a gob and a bunch all at once. Okay, it's called the Canadian Intelligence Super Corridor. Now, if you doubt any of this, as I have said time and time and time and time again, please, please don't believe a thing you hear on this program. Go prove me wrong. You can get it. It's on the Canadian Intelligence Super Corridor, CISCOR. I guess just WWW that would get it, wouldn't it, Jeff? Jeff shakes his head. He doesn't talk very well, so he just nods. And people without color radio sets don't realize that he's answering. Anyway, it's a national transportation route designed to reach from the west coast ports of Vancouver and Prince Rupert to Montreal and Halifax. Articles published, Newsweek says it's just a conspiracy theory. Nobody believes it. But anyway, the study, CISCOR study, and a CISCOR, again, is a Canadian Intelligence Super Corridor. They made a study that provides evidence that the continent's ports, highways, and rail lines are being reconfigured into an intermodal system emphasizing technical logistics and inland smart ports. Get that, inland smart ports. We have one in Kansas City. And we also, I didn't know until recently, we have one in Denver and I believe one in San Antonio. But anyway, They're designed to meet the demands of world trade, largely driven by the relocation of North American manufacturing to China. See, all this stuff that they're hauling in here, we could be building here in the United States. Before NAFTA, we were. We had people working. We had people earning good money, and we had companies making profits. But all that money now has been shifted, and we're the ones that are paying the bills. Intermodal is a transportation economics reference to containers that can be transported on container ships, trucks, and trains. Now get this, without having to be unloaded or repackaged. So when they leave China on the humongous ships and come over here, they're not opened until they reach the destination. And the destination will be on there where, with RFID tags. And they'll have RFID readers along this structure. They're putting them on I-35 right now. So let's take another break. We will be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
And we have returned back to CISCOR. CISCOR, better get used to that word. That means the Canadian Intelligence Super Corridor. And they have a website. And it tells us that the Saskatchewan-based CISCOR Inland Port Network is designed to serve as a central logistics and coordination hub, creating a Canadian east-west land bridge connecting three major North American north-south corridors. The North America Super Corridor, that's NASCO, NASCO. The Canadian-American-Mexico Corridor, CANAMEX. Now, by the way, this is confusing if you don't look at the maps. If you look at the maps, it just opens your eyes, no problem. But CANAMEX is not the NAFTA superhighway that comes up Interstate I-35, which means Interstate 35. This one, and I don't have the, well, I do, I think there's a map here someplace. But it goes through Las Vegas. It goes through Phoenix, Las Vegas, Salt Lake City, on up to Great Falls, Montana, and then it goes all the way up to Alaska. See, that's a different one. So that is the, and Denver is going to be the hub there. The smart port will be in Denver. So there's more than, there. Actually, there's three of these things. But the one we've talked about mostly is Interstate 35. And they're calling it the NAFTA Superhighway. This other one is, what did I just say? It was called the Canamex. Goes from Mexico up to Canada. They all go from Mexico up to Canada. But this one goes on the western side of the state. The one we call NASCO goes up the central part of the state. And I don't have, I can't remember what they call the other one, but it goes up through Kentucky and Tennessee and on over through Detroit, I believe. And that's the way it gets into Canada. But it goes, so there's three of these major routes that going up through there. Now, the one that they're talking about here in Canada, the Canadian Intelligence Super Corridor, runs east-west across part of that. But anyway, so much for that. The they tell us that the Canadian National Transportation Plan is to open Prince Rupert and Vancouver as deep water ports capable of handling the new class of Panamax ships that are now being built for China. Now, I don't know who's building these ships. I guess we could do a little more research and find out. But these ships are humongous things that hold 12,500 containers. I mean, each boat carries 12,500 containers. And if you watch a rail car go through, you can see how humongous those things are. They take up a rail car. And do you know what our number one export is here in the United States? Empty containers. And they tell me you can buy these things really worth the money. You say, well, what would you do with an empty container? Well, GB was telling us, he said a lot of ranchers are buying them and burying them and using them as walk-in coolers, you know, to store meat in and using them as, you know, like we used to have a cellar out of doors. And then you can, they also, they're vermin-proof. They're real heavy, and you can use them for a building, an outbuilding, just a storage building. So anyhow, the U.S., under the CISCOR plan, the Saskatchewan cities are defined as inland smart ports. And as we mentioned, there's one in Kansas City and Denver, and the other one is San Antonio here in the United States. Okay. Their website cites the University of Texas Center for Transportation. See, Texas has been real big into this thing all the way through because of the Texas, what they call it, the Trans-Texas Corridor. They're already taking ranch land right now as we speak. And GB says they've had, I don't know, 60, I can't remember. GB, where are you when I need you? They've had many, many, many calls from people that are fighting this thing. And he said the way they're doing it is through the counties. The county commissioners have made these county plans, and he said they're having a very, they meaning Texas, the Trans-Texas Corridor, is having a difficult time taking land away from these people where they have made plans in advance. So you know, we've got a lot of listeners in Oklahoma and on the western side of the state of Missouri, right where that thing's coming. You need a county plan. You need to get in touch with GB. They've got all of the, all you have to do is call them, say, I'd like to know how to stop this corridor. What kind of plan do you have for my county? Nicole will send it to you. GB's probably sleeping this morning too, see, because he got to bed a lot later than I did. Anyway, call Paragon. They can help you with this thing. It's 1-877-847-3443. And just say, hey, we want to know how to work a county plan to keep them from taking our property through eminent domain for this super corridor. Anyway, this is coming from the University of Texas Center for Transportation. And when we come back, I'll give you a little more detail on what Texas is doing here. But, of course, The Texas governor is pushing this, and if the governor's behind it, you know the University of Texas is as well. Let's stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number, 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale, along with the regular Thursday sale. Now, that's Thursday, December the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. About 400 head have been consigned for the cow sale, which will sell ahead of the regular auction cattle. The sale will start at 12:30, and the cows and bred heifers will be first to sell. Early consignments include 40 head of black and black baldy 36-year-old March calvers, 65 head of black and black baldy Charlet cross cows bred to Angus bulls to calve in February, and a 40-head string of nice young cows with calves by their sides. Here's 35 head of longhorn cows bred to Red Angus and Charlet bulls. They'll calve in March. Several offerings of Charlet cows, some with calves on the ground. Several 1,100-pound black heifers bred to Angus bulls to calve in March. Now, that is for the special cow and bred heifer sale coming up this Thursday. That's Thursday, December the 20th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to two amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to health products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
I'm proud to have the Paragon Foundation as a sponsor of the Derry Brownfield Show. But what is the Paragon Foundation and what do they do? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
This is not a job to us. This is something that we believe in our very hearts and our very souls. And all of us have been involved in these scraps. My family lost everything they had, and there's no way to go back and get that. There's nothing that can ever be done to get my family or all those other families back their property, and I understand that. But the things that we learned right there, we can turn around and keep somebody that's listening today or somebody that will call today, keep them from losing their property. And that's where I think the value in this foundation is.
Join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show, the man who says he's a lot like insanity without the bulky gloves and helmet, Derry Brownfield.
And we have returned. Now, I'm hung up on this Canadian superhighway thing, and mainly because we're being lied to by a bunch of deceitful people that say, oh, it doesn't exist. It does exist. No, not in physical form today, but it's happening. It's going to exist unless we the people do something about it. Okay, now, as I said, in Texas, we the people there are doing everything they can because they're already being hit by eminent domain to take this land. And this thing's a quarter of a mile wide and thousands of miles long. Thank you, Jeff. And it's going to take a lot of property. Okay, now according to the Texas, where was I? Now I've lost my lost my place. Close my book. Okay, where were we? Okay, according to the University of Texas Center for Transportation, they define an inland port as, now here's an inland port, in quotes, right out of Texas. An inland port is a physical site located away from traditional land. Now, how do you locate something away from traditional land? I mean, land is land. What is traditional land? Air and coastal borders with a vision to facilitate and process international trade through strategic investment in multimodal transportation assets and by promoting value-added services as goods move through the supply chain. Have you understood any of that? I mean, even if you don't go to public school, you can't understand that. Have no idea what that means. All right, now, here's something else. I remember very well the day that Jimmy Carter blew the Panama Canal away. Remember, here, we dug that darn thing. We saved a jillion people's lives by going down there and killing the mosquitoes so people could live in that area. All right? And then Jimmy Carter, and this was before we understood anything about the IMF and the World Bank and all that stuff. We'd never heard of any of that stuff. And we didn't realize. We thought it was just old stupid Jimmy doing that. Of course, he did, but he was taking orders. And that we didn't understand. So why would he give away this most strategic port in the world? I mean, there's nothing any more strategic than the Panama Canal, because if you don't go through the Panama Canal, you've got to go all around the Cape of what? Can you remember what the name of that cape is? I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. But it's South America. I want to say Cape of Good Hope or Good Horn or Good something. But anyway, I missed that day in school when we were studying South American geography. But anyway, now, Hutchison Whampoa owns both ends. I don't know who owns it. I have no idea who owns it. Hutchison Whampoa is a communist Chinese company that controls both ends of the Panama Canal. All right? The Chinese port management firm, Hutchison Ports, is working with Lockheed Martin. Now, forget the Panama Canal for just a minute. I only mention this because of Hutchison. You see, Hutchison is involved in everything. Hutchison Whampoa is the Chinese deal that owns the Panama. Now, Hutchison Ports Holdings is working with Lockheed Martin. That's supposed to be a U.S. corporation. In a joint venture with NASCO to place RFID sensors along Interstate 35. So when you drive I-35 through Iowa, Missouri, and Oklahoma, you're going to hit a little corner of Kansas going down there. You're going to run through these RFID sensors. They want to track intermodal containers from China that enter North America through the Mexican ports. Now, you can find all this. Again, don't believe me. Look it up. You can find all this on the CISCOR, CISCOR website. It's an 87-page document. And this is, again, the thing. We were talking about this at one of the meetings we attended. We attended so many, I forgot. Three meetings is more than I can comprehend in a week. And that's what we did. But at one of these meetings, we talked about, one of the speakers talked about the NAFTA agreement. And if you get all the pages of NAFTA and stack them up on top of one another, the thing's about 3 feet tall. I believe it was 22,000 pages or something. Well, nobody reads all that. And this is where all this stuff comes from, and we've signed it. So it's a treaty. It's in there. Okay, let's go to the telephones, and I had a bunch of callers here that aren't there now, so Jeff, you take the call.
Hello, Joe in Missouri. You're on the air, Joe.
Gary, if the government's lips are moving, they're lying to you. Now, here's the deal. Missouri has been sliced and diced, and the 10th district where that corridor is in with Kansas and the rest of them. You have to have your district map to see where the federal lines are. Okay, where you are at, you're in the 8th district over towards St. Louis somewhere, aren't you?
Well, I'm right in the middle of the state, and you know I can't remember.
Okay, you're as bad as I am, but we're not going to be much help.
Listen, if you've been riding around with G.B. Oliver for 8 days, you wouldn't remember anything either.
Oh, dear, I don't think I could hack that. I'm too old.
Well, maybe that would pep you up a little bit.
But here's the thing. There's the 10th District in Missouri, and there's the 8th District. Now, we are going to lose one representative, which might be a good thing. Who knows? But what I want to know is people that have been watching this like I have, the federal districts, tell me this. How are they going to ever keep the counties straight?
They are doing everything they can to eliminate county government.
Well, the line that goes up on the west side of Missouri, if you take a look at it, it has a blip. And I'm betting people don't even know what's happening.
The majority of them absolutely do not.
Well, travel safe, and I want to hear an answer, okay?
All right. Bye. Hey, thanks for the call, Joe. We did get a caller that said he tied non-traditional lands into premises. I don't know that that's right or not, but we've discussed this premise thing over and over and over again. And again, we went into this at all three of these meetings. Do not take a premise registration and... Dale, tell me a little bit about your daughter and the premise registration thing.
Oh, she received a premise notification in the mail. We never have, and they were trying to get her to sign up for horses that she had had in 4-H, and also any other livestock on the premises or on the property.
Right.
Without us knowing about it. So if we wouldn't have been talking about it and educating her, you know, she might have went ahead and done that, and we'd be signed up.
All right. How many other kids, though, do you think in your group did, in her group, did sign up?
Oh, I think probably most of them did.
Yeah, they'd see that thing. You know, this is what we need to go to the fair, and we'll, all I got to do is just sign my name here. No big deal.
Exactly.
See, you really need, it's too late now, but the minute you got that letter, you should have called everybody in she'd know who to call, because she knows who's involved in this thing. Call every one of them and say, do not sign that. Just like Doreen Haynes was was speaking at one of the meetings where we were, and she got pretty emotional about all this. And she went into detail about how George Washington crossed the Delaware, and the people didn't have shoes, and they weren't properly armed, and they had to do it in the middle of the night when it was 0 degrees, and cross the frozen ocean, across the frozen hot water, and all that. And she said, they did all that so we can put a chip in a goat's ear. And you know, she's right. And she says, the only way we're going to defeat this thing is just say, I will not do it. And if everybody says, I will not do it, why, you know, it'd be no problem. And I said, you know, my wife has been saying that for 51 years to me. So I know it can be said. I know it can be said. Jeff, there he's laughing at me again.
I'm only laughing because I haven't been married that long, so I do not know the truth of your statement.
You think you have to be married 51 years before you hear, I will not do it? Come on. He sent me the nicest picture of him and his family, so I know he's been married long enough to hear that. Anyway, they're building ships now that will carry all of these containers, so this will all work. And anyhow, so much for that for now. I knew that little old music was going to come on. When we come back, we have now signed this agreement with Peru on free trade. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
Is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes 4 books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
You know, visiting here during the commercial break with Dale and Eileen Kelsey, they farm up near Rockford, Illinois. And if you were listening a moment ago, I said, you need to call your people that are involved in 4-H up there and tell them not to do this. Don't sign those documents. Just don't do it. And he said, you know, we've talked to those people about it. And what'd you say?
They don't want to hear it.
They don't want to know what's going on. They have no idea. And see, I am totally convinced that the word premise, and don't believe me again, look it up in Black's Law Dictionary. It says a conveyance. You're conveying your title. Now, somewhere along the line, you say, oh, that's not right. Don't believe it's right. But I'm not going to sign one. And you say, what happens if you don't? I don't know. But if enough people will say, we will not do it, they can't lock us all up. Anyway, now we just signed another one of these ding-a-ling free trade agreements, this time with Peru. These trade agreements are about protecting the corporations that want to do business risk-free in poorer countries. That's what it amounts to. They're not helping us. They're not helping the people that live in those countries. They're helping the multinational corporations, most of which are right here in the United States. Okay? Now, here is what Peru's president said. He is Garcia Woods. And I'm sorry, it's not. That's not his name. His name is Alan Garcia. Okay, I'm with you. Now, sorry about that. Alan Garcia is the Peruvian president. He urged American companies to invest in his country, saying that a free trade agreement with the United States, and I guess it was signed, will guarantee the safety of their ventures. I don't know whose ventures. I guess the multinational corporations, U.S. companies, he calls it. The company that acts today will reap three times as much as the one who invests tomorrow, Garcia told the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We are at the takeoff point. Garcia and George W. are to sign the free trade agreement between the two countries at the White House ceremony this afternoon, but this thing's datelined Tuesday, so I guess they did get it signed. Like I said, I have not heard a newscast for over a week now, but this sort of stuff never makes the news. The deal will eliminate tariffs and set rules governing investments between the two nations. The completion was welcomed by companies such as Caterpillar, which said the agreement could lead to a boom in the United States. Well, if it does, it'll be the first trade agreement that ever has, all right? Oil, mining, agriculture, fishing, and manufacturing firms now flock to this nation of 29 million people who have a capita income of less than $3,000 a year. And he goes on to say, come and open your factories in my country so we can sell your own products back to the United States. This is his actual comment. Let's take a break.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Located in rural Missouri is a place called Heartland, a modern-day city of refuge where men, women, and children can come and find hope in the various recovery programs offered by Pastor Charles Sharp and members of Heartland Community Church. The Heartland community includes Heartland Children and Youth Homes, Heartland Recovery Programs for Adults, K-12 Heartland Christian Academy, Nations Harvest Bible College, and several businesses, including one of the largest dairy operations in the country. Every home, business, classroom, and job site at Heartland are filled with people who are reaching out with compassion of Jesus Christ to help those who are hurting. Heartland came into being as a result of prayer, and prayer continues to be the source of Heartland's daily harvest of miracles. Heartland is a true haven of spiritual healing. To learn more about Heartland, call 660-284-6212. That's 660-284-6212.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com. I'm going to read this comment one more time from Alan Garcia, who is president of Peru. And this is the way that our own government wants things to happen. He says, come and open your factories in my country so we can sell your own products back to the United States. You know, where do they think the money's going to come from to buy those products when everybody in the United States is broke? But the whole plan is to take the U.S. down to third world status so we can have a one world government under the United Nations. We're going to go to the euro, and we're going to go to the Amero just as soon as the dollar. We've lost right at 60% of the value of a dollar in the last 10 years, 40% of it in the last five or something like that. I don't have those total figures here. But anyway, let's go to the telephones. John in Illinois. Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hi, Barry. Question about this: the 4-H kids and the premise number. How can you, a 10-year-old that fills this form out, and all they're really wanting is your address, which they already know everyone's premise because they've changed all the addresses.
No, wait a minute. See, you get caught into that too, and I know you do it innocently. We do not have a premise. We have property.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? They want it to become a...
The 10-year-old kid doesn't own any property.
No, and most adults don't know the difference. But
so if a kid signs this thing and goes ahead to, and gets a number for his 4-H project, how can the government hold the kid liable for anything when he doesn't own anything?
How does the government do what it does anyway? It wins through intimidation. As GB has pointed out time and time and time again, they lost millions of dollars in court cases before they found out that the government, the federal government, has no jurisdiction over us out in the states.
Well, what are you worried about them for then?
Well, because they're taking over because people are stupid. That's why. People don't know.
They've already taken over.
Well, it could be. But the only way that that would get stopped is we'd have a class action suit. And say, hey, you know, these aren't right, but they're doing it to us.
I don't think you can blame the kids.
Well, no, absolutely not. You can't blame the kids, and you can't blame the parents if they've never heard the difference. They don't know anything about it either. But John, hey, appreciate your call. I want to visit a little bit with Dale and Eileen here. You guys are in the organic farming business, right?
Yes.
You might speak a little louder there. I barely got that.
Yes, yeah, we are.
There, that's good. Okay, what do you do? Just real quickly. We've got a couple of minutes here.
We have about 420 acres certified organic, and we raise grain, and we also raise cattle and pigs organically. They're not certified, but we raise them organically, and we market the products direct to the customer.
All right, how do you sell? Do people just know to come, or do you go to farm markets, or what?
No, we actually just have been building this up slowly with word of mouth, and we do a newsletter every quarter, 3 months, and it's mainly word of mouth.
Okay. You have chickens?
We have just enough for ourselves. We don't raise those for to sell.
See, Ben Roberts does the chicken business that way. He does all his farming organically, and he actually uses horses.
Mm.
And not all of the time, you know, but he puts up hay with horses and does things like that just because he likes to work horses. But you don't have to do that organically.
No.
But anyway, he gets $4 and I believe he said either 25 or 75 cents now for these big brown eggs that he takes over to Tacoma, Washington. And I can't remember someplace in Oregon, but he makes a 300-mile trip every week. Peddling this stuff. We're out of time. Hey, I'm glad you guys stopped by. I'm sure glad you came up to the meeting on Monday night. It was a pleasure to have you and all of the other folks that made it a point to come to our meeting. And now it's time for me to say, may the good Lord bless and keep you all the near or far away. May the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that will cheer the hearts of men. May the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails. Trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds if we're together?
Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather.
Happy trails to you. Till we meet again. Happy trails.
Yeah.